CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH. You can find the text of the broadcast on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 15th of July 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. New service to replace AROS, ham designed comms support cave rescue, international youth at sea begins. Following an extensive review of the amateur radio observation service, AROS, the RSGB has decided to create a new service to provide guidance to operators who experience misuse of the amateur bands by others. This service will be known as the Operating Advisory Service, or OAS, and will replace AROS. The change will come into effect over the next few months. A new team of volunteers will promote good practice and take a detailed look at how to tackle problems such as on-air harassment, repeater abuse, and the pirating of call signs. They will develop written advice that will be published on the OAS pages on the RSGB website. The dramatic rescue of 12 young footballers and their coach from a cave in Thailand was facilitated in part by communications technology developed by British radio amateur John Hay, G3TDZ. Ordinary radio signals don't penetrate the solid rock surrounding caves, but very low frequency signals can do. Around the turn of the millennium, John designed a system that became known as the Hayphone, which could penetrate some 800 metres of solid rock and provide reliable two-way voice communication. It used single sideband operating at 87 kHz, with novel antenna techniques to couple the signals between units. The Hayphone was featured in the January 2002 edition of Radcom. Unfortunately, John became silent key in 2016, but he saw his equipment used in countless cave rescue and other applications. You can read more about how his work helped save the Thai footballers on the Hackaday site via tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1507a. A new cultural exchange-based radio activity, International Youth at Sea, has been organised by the Finnish Lighthouse Society, the Amateur Radio League of Finland, the OHDX Foundation and DX University. The first team will activate Market Reef Lighthouse's OJ0C from the 21st to the 28th of July. The 2018 youth team members are Nuti, OH1UBO, Elias, OH2EP, Ottava, OH3OT, Mikael, OH3UAF, Peter, ON3DI, Florian, OE3FTA, and Lee, YO3IMD. They're all between 6 and 25 years old. They'll be participating in daily workshops of safety and survival at sea in the remote lighthouse. In addition, they'll become familiar with the latest digital modes and, most important, learning how operating the radio efficiently, providing OJ0C with contacts and handling pile-ups. Their instructions are Marty, OH2BH, Henry, OH3JR and Passy, OH3WS, QSL, OJ0C via OH3JR. The American Radio Relay League, ARRL, is beginning a process with the Federal Communications Committee, FCC, to try and keep non-amateur radio satellites from using amateur band frequencies. The ARRL is working to protect amateur radio frequencies against exploitation by commercial entities. However, there are also ongoing discussions to try and define what constitutes commercial use. For example, if university staff build a CubeSat for educational use, does the fact that they were paid for their time mean that it's a commercial endeavour? The arguments have the potential to become complex and may possibly spill over to other parts of the world. CubeSats usually fly over many countries as a natural part of their low Earth orbit, so it's possible that a frequency allocated in the USA might cause unexpected results elsewhere on the globe. You can read much more about these goings-on on the ARRL website via tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1507b. Last but not least, a final court for the train. The train is course that takes place next Saturday at Sully Vale of Glamorgan, contact Glyn, GW0ANA, via rm7@rsgb.org.uk to check for any last minute availability. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. The 22nd Red Rose QRP Festival takes place today the 15th at St Joseph's Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN72PR. There is easy access from all major motorways, plus the A580 and the A579. There's car parking, bring and buy, refreshments, bar and disabled access. Doors open at 11 or 8:30 for traders, and admission is £2.50. Details from Les, G4HZJ, on 07796 264 569. Also today, the Cornish Amateur Radio Club Rally takes place at Penair School in Truro, TR11TN. Doors open at 10:30 with admission £2. There'll be traders bring and buy, club stores and car parking, catering available on site. Contact Mike, G1NRF, on 01209-211069 for more information. Next Sunday, the 22nd, the Finningley Amateur Radio Society Rally takes place at the Hurst Communications Centre, Belton Road, Sandtoft, in Doncaster, DN85SX, free parking, doors open 10:30, £3 to get in. There's a large traders area inside and out with everything from microwave components to QRP. Hot food and drinks are available all day. For ease of access, it's all on one level. Contact Kevin, G3AAF, 07831 614 640. Also next Sunday, the McMichael Rally is at Reading Rugby Football Club, Home Park, Farm Lane, Sunning Lane, Sunning-on-Thames, Reading, RG46ST, Torquay S22, parking is free, doors open at 9:30, admission £3, tables and car boot spaces are £10, there'll be trade stands and special interest groups, catering and licensed bar will be available on site. Due to venue rules, no dogs are allowed other than assistance dogs. Apply for details from Andy on 07759400016. To get your event into Radcom and GB2RS, send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News from the 425 DX News and other sources, Renner PY7RP will be active as PY0F/PY7RP from Fernando de Noronha Island, IOTA SA003, until the 16th of July. He'll operate 160 to 6 metres, including taking part in the IAR UHF contest, QSL via home or home call direct or OQRS. Steve KU9C will be active as call sign stroke VP9 from Bermuda Islands, IOTA NA005, until the 17th of June. He'll operate HF bands, including activity in IARU contest, for which he'll be signing as VP9HQ. The V6J team will be active from Ta Island, Mortlock Islands, IOTA OCU254, from the 19th to the 31st of July. They'll be operating on the HF bands, QSL JP3AYQ. Members SP3PT will be active as JW100PUT from Petunia Bukta, Spitsbergen, IOTA EU026, marking the 100th anniversary of the Academic Ham Radio Club of Poznan University of Technology. They'll be operating 80-40-22 metres and 70 SEMs, SSB and FM, QSL via SP3PET. Rowley ZL1BQD is active from Papua New Guinea as P29RR throughout July. He's on HF bands. We'll be concentrating on using FT8, QSL Home Call Direct. Jeff ZL3GA will be active as YJ0GA from Efete in Vanuatu, OCO35 from the 18th to 25th. He'll be operating CW and FT8 and some SSB, 80 to 10 metres. EIDX Group is activating all of the Irish IOTAs in turn this summer using the call sign EJ0DXG. This month, EU007 will be activated from the 20th and 22nd. Now for special event news, Warrington Amateur Radio Club is operating GB2TAC at Houghton Park today. On Tuesday, there's a club night with talk, technical and practical sessions. Contact Jeff, G1DYN, via email to secretary@warc.org.uk. Dundee Amateur Radio Club is having an equipment preparation session on Tuesday. From Thursday to next Sunday, GB2BAJ will be on the air from Blair Castle, Blair Athol, Pitlochry, to support the scouts attending the Jamborette. More information from Martin, 2Mike0KAU, 07763708933. If you're planning a special event station, please remember to send advance publicity to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We're very happy to help. Free, but can't help unless you tell us all about it. Now for contest news, the IARU HF Championship concludes today at 1200 UTC using CW and SSB on all the contest bands 1.8 to 20 megs, 28 megs, the Exchanger Signal Report and ITU Zone, which is 27 for the UK. The official RSGB team is using the call sign GR2HQ, and there are several stations dotted around the country. You get points for working each one, and perhaps more importantly, from the perspective of national pride, you give them points that count towards their overall position in the championships. Also, as we mentioned last week, the World Radio Sport Team Championship is also in progress at the moment, ending on Monday the 16th. There are various awards to be won in both events, and the bands are lively with the expeditions to unusual places. Tuesday sees the 1.3 gigs UKAC, which runs from 1900 UTC to 2130, using all modes on the 23 SEMS band, the Exchanger Signal Report serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 70 megs FMAC and UKAC take place. The FM-only 70 megs FMAC runs from 1800 UTC to 1900 and is followed immediately by the all-mode 70 MHz UKAC, which runs until 2130. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. These 70 MHz events provide a good opportunity to check out your 4-meter gear in advance of the 70 MHz trophy contest this coming weekend. Next Sunday the 22nd, the RSGB Low Power Contest takes place from 0900 UTC to 1600, using CW only on 3.5 to 14 megs. The exchange's signal report, serial number and power. It's also worth knowing that this is an HF Championship event. Finally, next weekend, the 70 MHz Trophy Contest takes place from 1000 UTC to 1600 on Sunday. All modes can be used on the 4-meter band only, with signal report, serial number, locator and postcode forming the exchange. This is a VHF championship event. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Summer Sporadic, he brought some unusual short skip propagation to 20 meters this week, with contacts being enabled between parts of the UK. Signals between southern England and Scotland were very loud mid-morning after Sporadic cloud settled over the British Isles on Monday. These UK openings are hard to predict, but can bring short skip on paths between the extreme ends of the United Kingdom on frequencies up to and including 10 metres. Otherwise, F-layer propagation was a little lacklustre, with zero sunspots and slightly unsettled geomagnetic conditions, bringing maximum usable frequencies down to 20 metres and lower at times. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the mid to low 70s. We may expect unsettled geomagnetic conditions this weekend and Monday the 16th due to coronal hole that became Earth-facing on Thursday the 12th. Another potentially active region will begin to turn into Earth view this weekend. This is a plage, a brighter region of the sun's chromosphere, typically found in regions near sunspots. At the moment, there are no visible sunspots to report in the region, and solar activity may continue at lower levels. 20 meters remains the most reliable DX band during the day, although most reliable is relative. 40 and 30 meters are worth checking out after dark. For more accurate predictions, it's worth checking out voacap.com, that's voacap.com, and predtest.uk, both of which can handle SSB, CW and FT8 predictions. Now the VHF and up propagation, the weather charts are starting to show subtle changes this week as the high pressure of recent weeks is not quite so dominant. But it's still there in parts and should continue to provide some occasional tropo. The weakness of the high will allow some showers or weak fronts to become involved, but it's not as a widespread affair. Any rain scattered for the microwave bands will be fairly limited. The unsettled part of the story will mean fronts and their associated jet streams might put in an appearance. There may be one jet stream over northwest Britain for a brief time this weekend and another one through the Mediterranean, but this is all a fairly weak pattern. The end result is that sporadically may not have all the weather ingredients in the right place, and you'll need to check the beacons and clusters for activity levels. Remember, the season can last into late August on 6 metres, so there's still time for further openings, even if this week underperforms. There are no meteor showers this week, so stick to the early morning random peaks when the Earth is rotating towards the orbital plane meteor flux for the best chances of meteor shower contacts. We're now past moon perigee and maximum declination for this lunar month. Declination is positive until Wednesday and losses will increase this as the week progresses. This means EME conditions will be best in the first half of the week. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me. Until next week.